Welcome to ADHD versus Autism Cleaning Edition, the ultimate battle. In the blue corner, we have got ADHD clocking in with an empty pack of cleaning wipes and a lot of overwhelm. And in the red corner, we have got...
the autistic that's probably superior in cleaning in every way, but we will see.
Right, well... you haven't really kept up the vibe, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Late Bloomers podcast, where we are getting our lives together.
Eventually.
Brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Loop Earplugs. We are back for another battle of the neurotypes. It is me, ADHD, versus Rich, Autism. This is the cleaning edition. We're going to go through 10 questions about how we clean. And the wonderful Max, our producer, our editor, our friend, is going to be judging based on the vibe of our answers. Are you ready to play?
There were some accusations in the last one that Max was slightly biased. So there I want to address that off the bat.
I was going to say that I'm going to go into this with a completely neutral mindset.
Doesn't sound neutral. It sounds like you're going to go for Rich just because, by the way, this was one person, one comment. All the other comments, and there were lots of them, said that they loved it. It was fun. They were on Rox's side. So I just want to say, don't be swayed, okay?
Shall I start?
No.
Why not?
Round one.
You need to clean the house as guests are coming over. When do you start?
So I would leave it to like as late as physically possible so that I could get an anxiety spike. That anxiety would act as a kind of self-created stimulant. So I could therefore move incredibly quickly and get a lot done. It's probably around about half an hour, 20 minutes before their arrival time.
So I can see why that works, but it can't feel very nice.
What do you mean?
Well, just being fueled by anxiety. Aren't you like stressed out and knackered by the time the guests actually get here?
Bit sweaty, a bit tired, but also with a kind of sense of accomplishment because I've done the impossible, which would be clean the entire house in 30 minutes. I would much rather do it on a more relaxed schedule, but that option, ooh, I haven't like got that button.
So have you just given me the win there because you said you would much rather, therefore intimating, if that's a word, that actually my way is better, which is, can't wait. No, let me finish. No,
the rules are, it's vibes-based answers. It's not who's the best, who's the most logical. It's a vibe. It's like, who made you giggle? Who was right? Who just was a vibe?
All I'm saying is you literally just said, I would rather. And how you described I would rather is exactly how I would do it, which is methodically, in plenty of time, room by room. And then I'd probably ensure that everybody that is in the house before the guests come over, fully aware to not make a mess or if they do tidy up after themselves. So it's all like calm and vibe, ready for the guests.
Max?
You've said that in such a way that I actually want to give it to Rox. The way that you just said you'd make your guests tidy up after themselves, that's you can't be a host if you're making people tidy up.
No, not the guests, as in the people in the house before the guests get here. So in my situation, I'd tidy up 2 days before the guests were getting here, and then I would tell Rox and Sia if they were here, if you make a mess, tidy it up, the house is tidy, ready for the guests in 2 days.
Yeah, glad you cleared that. That's a rich win, that one.
You were just about to celebrate then, weren't you? Do you want to go to round two, or are you deflated now?
Round two.
I might have to take the L on this one. The house is a complete mess. What happens in your brain?
Block it out. Disconnect, disassociate. That's just what we're dealing with. I'm fine. I power through. I sleep, I eat, I do what needs to be done. Is there a kind of relentless, low-lying shame that it should be cleaner? Yeah, but I've learned to live with it. I'm fine. I can function. I can absolutely like work, live and be happy in a messy house because I have developed that skill over many, many, many years.
So I can't. My reaction to a messy house is unhealthy. So I am fueled with anxiety, overwhelmed, can't get anything done. I even build up unrational resentment towards the people, i.e. you, that has created that mess. It will spiral in my head. I never get any help around here, blah, 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 blah. When it's just like a bit of mess that would take 5 minutes to tidy up, I spiral and it impacts my mental health if the house is untidy. And what that does is I have to try my hardest, and I do try and I do it just to not lose my mind at you, because I feel it. And I know if I say it in a certain way, you'll feel like you're nagged. You'll like have huff energy. I'll get more furious. It's a ticking time bomb, babe.
But when it's really bad, then you trigger in me my empathy clean. Doesn't happen a lot.
No.
But if I see you're struggling because it's messy, I can like unlock a beast mode.
Yeah.
And like clean because I need you to feel better. So I'm sorry. That doesn't sound very nice.
It's okay. It's the laundry is the unhealthiest reaction I have because it's like I'm always washing them and I do all of that. You do clean. You'll tidy the kitchen sometimes. I do all the washing. And yeah, I sometimes want to attack you with your own clothes.
Rocks win. Yeah.
I
feel like there was a real cry for help from you there.
I think we need to speak off camera. You want to attack me with my own clothes. Round three.
Do you clean one room at a time or jump between tasks?
So.
I don't know why you're thinking about this.
I'm thinking about it because obviously the natural reaction for me to, I jump between tasks, but I think I'm like getting better at being in one room. Typically nowadays, I only clean on dubby live sessions.
Yep.
So I can only clean every 3 hours. So that is a limitation, but I will join a dubby and then I'll do the bedroom. I'll join a dubby, I'll do a kitchen. So because my cleaning is only happening in a body doubling situation, I feel that keeps me very focused. If I try to clean something not while body doubling, I can get distracted. It's not so much that I switch between rooms, but I would go to take something back to another room and then get distracted and go off on tangents. But I do find that I'm pretty good at going room by room as long as there's 100 people there doing it with me.
I've got a bit of a challenge to this.
Sure.
So I'm not disagreeing. You do one room at a time, but I'll be able to highlight the difference between me and you because I also do one room at a time.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between me and you though is if I'm doing one room at a time and say there's some dirty clothes or some clothes that need hanging up in the bedroom and I'm tidying that bedroom, what I'll do is I'll go and hang them up or put them in the dirty washing. So I'm still one room, but I'll like go into the wardrobe and hang it up or put it in the dirty. Like you will make other rooms worse. Like I've gone into your like where you get ready room and I've seen just it was tidy 5 minutes ago and now it's carnage and it's because you were tidy in the bedroom.
Sure. So I'm tidying the bedroom. I pick up the wardrobe clothes and I just pop them into the other room.
To deal with later.
Because I'm not cleaning that room. The question, I believe, I don't want to be pedantic about it, was about sort of cleaning one room.
Yeah, but I suppose the difference is I will stick to one room and I will not make other rooms worse. You will stick to one room at the expense of other rooms. So you're like creating more work for me or you later.
Hmm.
It could be a tie. Like if the question's
Can you remind me of the exact wording of the question?
Yep. Do you clean one room at a time or jump between tasks?
Okay. I think there's a clear winner on this one.
Well, how is there a winner? This is surely
Wait,
a...
stop.
I feel like yours is... Rich's is the best, though.
All right.
I feel like that makes sense. Based off the wording of the question.
What number are we on?
We're in number four now.
Round four.
While cleaning, you find something random. An old letter, a card, or something that triggers a memory. What happens?
Oh, lovely. I sit down on the floor, go down memory lane, read an old birthday card from a family member, maybe find a present from an old girlfriend or boyfriend that I've forgotten about, find an old magazine that I'd kept because something was mentioned. I'd sit on the floor. I would just go down memory lane, get so much joy in the nostalgia, the memory, the reminder, the words, the smell, the people. I would wonder at all the years gone by. Who was I then? Who am I now? Where are they? How are they? And it would just be this whole exercise of like exploring life, emotions, history, the emotions that we attach to things, how memories are stored, how memories are triggered in us. I obviously wouldn't be cleaning, but that's not the question. The question is, what would you do? And mine obviously is poetic. It's human. It's flexible. It's in-depth.
You finished your monologue now. Is that the answer? See if you can remember all of that, Max. So that does sound fun, though. I would just throw it away. I'm not interested. I would throw it away. I'd probably be like, why do we keep junk like this? And then I would discard it.
What about if it was like a birthday card from your parents when you were like 11 years old?
They would have already been thrown away. But there's a couple of things that I have kept since childhood, like my Star Wars Tazo collection. But if I found it, I'd be like, how did this get here? And then put it in my box, my kid box.
Max?
I think it has to be a rocks win there. I think it's very human. And unless you're on a tight deadline, it's a nice way to spend a day.
I accept it.
What's
the scores? 2-2.
Round five.
You'll say, I'll just do a quick tidy. What actually happens?
Probably nothing. I mean, I say I'll do a quick tidy a lot and then I don't tidy, whether that's the way of, again, the living room, the kitchen, the bathroom. Fully aware how that sounds. I do often have the best of intentions when I say I'm going to do a quick tidy.
I want to add to this question because I've just looked through the questions and one that I would want on there isn't on there, but it can be part of this question. So you'll either say I'll do a quick tidy or I'll do it later.
Yeah. Oh, so what happens if you say I'll do a quick tidy later? Nothing will get done, neither quick nor fast, nor now nor later. I accept that fully. Mm. I'm not a quick tidier I'm not a tidier. If I say I'd do it later, I believe it in the moment. I constantly make sort of commitments to myself and others, which do turn out to be lies.
I've got a bit of a challenge on that.
Mm.
So I don't think when you say you believe it at the time, I don't think that you think that you're lying. And I think, but that's the extent of it. I think it is more to completely reject the idea of doing it now. And you'll say anything to not do it now.
I think you're underestimating quite how powerful my self-delusion is. Bearing in mind, this is the same strength, the same mechanism that says, I now do yoga every day. I've quit sugar. I'm going to start this new hobby and do it forever. Like, this mechanism of self-delusion is so well practiced. It's so strong.
Mm.
When I say I'll do it later, even though all evidence to the contrary for 40 years tells me that won't happen, I fully believe it in the moment. The only way that I clean, and I'm sorry to go on about it, but it genuinely works, is joining a Dubby Live. And you can attest to that. If you need me to clean, you'll say, can we join the Dubby Live in an hour? I've never said no. I always join and I always clean.
Mm-hmm. So I do just do a quick tidy. I often do it in the kitchen because the kitchen is a space that if you leave it for more than a day without doing a quick tidy, it looks like a bomb has gone off in there. So I will often just do a quick tidy.
And if you say you're going to do it later.
I will do it later. I probably would only say that if I couldn't do it now, though. I wouldn't say that because I didn't feel like doing it at the time, because I would know that I wouldn't feel like doing it later.
Wow. Where's that gene for me? Max?
That's rich, yeah.
I'm actually going to, yeah.
You got to keep on top of those things.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. I would have given that to you. What's the score?
3-2 to Rich.
Oh my Lord, it's tight and it is half time. So I'm just going to take a moment. If you are neurodivergent, it's very likely that you also have sound sensitivity. What does that actually look like in real life? That is standing at the train station, hearing the train go past and just freaking out because it all feels too loud. It's wanting to go to a gig in the evening, but having pain in your ears. It's being in a restaurant and trying to listen to your partner, but you're picking up all of the sounds around you. It can make you feel stressed out and it can kind of ruin the daily experience of being human. So that is why we at the Late Bloomers podcast massively recommend Loop earplugs. It's something that Rich and I use pretty much every day, at least whenever we go out of the house. Loop have got earplugs for every situation, including the Loop Quiet, the Loop Experience, and the Loop Engage. So whether you're taking a nap, going out for dinner, or going to a rock concert, there's something there to help you. All of our listeners get 20% off Loop earplugs, and you can get that by going to the show notes and clicking the link there, or going to the link in our social media bios. That's the ADHD Love profiles, and it will take you straight to the website. We hope you enjoy.
Right, back with number 6.
Round 6.
You run out of a cleaning product you need for cleaning. What happens?
Oh, okay. So what I'd probably do is adapt my cleaning forever from that point forward. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that I've always used a cloth and a spray to do the surfaces and I've run out of that spray. I then will look for a replacement in my immediate environment. Let's say that might be cleaning wipes. I would then just start using cleaning wipes. When they run out, I'd look around, dog wipes, the dog paw wipes. I'd clean the kitchen with them. So I will adapt, I'll overcome, I'll find anything in my environment so I can do the cleaning. The one thing, and I understand it's complicated, I wouldn't just walk to the shop and rebuy the spray. It's like, I think I'm making my life easier by not doing a 5-minute walk to the shop, but I'm probably making it more difficult.
You do the same in the toilet.
What do you mean?
I notice when you use my toilet, if you run out of toilet roll, you just smash through my wipes for the next 3 days.
And if I run out of wipes, I then use the cardboard toilet roll itself. And then that's the moment when it triggers.
That's even more intriguing though, because the toilet rolls are just 2 doors away. You could just replace the toilet roll.
Yeah. I like a challenge. What can I say?
Okay. And that would explain why I have seen you trying to clean the kitchen counters with furniture polish instead of kitchen cleaner.
I mean, I think the dog paw wipes are probably up there.
Mm.
What about you?
I wouldn't go there and then. I wouldn't be like, right, I need the spray. I've run out of my spray. I'm going to down tools, go and get it and then pick up. I would finish that day with your method or that specific counter. Or to be honest, if it was like, I would just use soapy water rather than a spray and then dry. So there's substitutes you could always use, but then I would go and buy the kitchen cleaner. And like I don't think you've ever bought kitchen cleaner since we've been together for the last 6 years.
No, I've sort of been known maybe to Uber Eats, Deliveroo, like something if I really need it.
Yeah, but I hate that so much.
If guests are coming and I'm out of any of this stuff, I'll drop cash to get it on priority.
Yeah, so I just so you know, it's not a criticism, I hate that so much.
Why?
Because it's such a waste of money. Like you've ordered milk on Uber Eats, which means you probably ended up paying £8 for a carton of milk. That's
plus the tip. I was tipped 20%.
£1.50. So please stop it. Like I hate wasting money. Anyway,
Max.
God, that's a real challenge. That one. I see both sides of the coin. There, I'm gonna go to Rocks.
Well, that is a surprise.
Yeah, it's.
I feel like he's just scared of giving me a lead, to be honest, at this stage.
You took it quite heavy with the extra kick, and I hate that. Stop doing that. You showed a bit of a dark fighting style there, so I think that's why. I think you could have probably had that.
No, I think he's just scared of giving me a lead.
I think it's logical, and also within reason. I don't know how far you're taking it, but as long as it's within reason.
Oh, it's always within reason.
Yeah.
Who hasn't used the cardboard toilet roll to wipe their urine? What's the scores?
3-3.
Round 7.
Do you have a set cleaning routine?
No.
Right, just a simple no.
No, you know what? I have a strong desire to be somebody that does. So I will often find myself deep in cleaning TikTok, watching people that like they plan it out like meticulous, like room by room, this on Monday, this on Tuesday, this on Wednesday. What do you do every day? What do you do once a week? What do you do once a month? And I'm intrigued by it. I'm in awe of it. It's often color coded. And if I could, I would love to be the type of person to have like a deep room calendar schedule, but it just doesn't work like that. What I could probably do is plan it out really well, make it look lovely, but I wouldn't follow it. So it's very flexible. It's very adaptable. I'll normally be very, very visual. Is the room messy? Cool. Jump on a live. Is someone coming over? Cool. Whoever spritz up. I wouldn't say it's on a schedule. It's very much based on the look, the feel, the vibe of the house, whether it needs cleaning.
So mine's the same, really. I haven't got a schedule. I stay on top and I'm quite scheduled with the laundry because I have to be, but on the same basis that it will be reactionary based on the rooms themselves. So like, is this starting to get messy? My starting to get messy, I reckon, might be a bit different to your starting to get messy before it triggers. I want this tidy because I want it to stay clean rather than tidy like a real mess. Yeah,
but that interesting that we're similar. Do you think you would like to have a schedule? Is that something that would work well for you or not?
No, because
really?
if like a room isn't untidy because it's just been kept on top of, then I don't need to spend time cleaning it.
Lovely. We're in agreement. Max?
I mean, yeah, it's a tie. What I will say, a little nugget of information for you both. In the book Atomic Habits, they talk about habit stacking a lot. And they talk about, there's this guy who every time he has a shower, he'll wipe down the toilet and wipe down the shower because he's going to be getting in the shower and cleaning anyway. Or when he's cooking something, he'll clean up all the dishes in the kitchen while it cooks. And I've been doing that, and that is good. So that's the closest routine I've got.
I love it, but you need to have a habit to stack it on. It's like, I don't shower every day. I don't clean my teeth every day. I have a coffee every day.
You go to the toilet every day?
I do, yeah. So like, I could change the toilet rolls when I go to the toilet.
Mm. There you go.
You also used to You did have a period of you used to do the morning coffee and used to tidy the kitchen when you were doing it. Didn't last long, but no. You did used to do it.
No. What's the scores?
4-4.
3.5-all.
No.
Let's round it up.
Come on, round it up.
Well, you can't round it up because we'll have, it'll be more, all right.
Fine. No, it's fine. So what is it? 3.5-all. Round 8.
Or just keep it at 3-all. Like no goals were scored. That's also fine.
Fine. 3-all. Round 8.
How do smells and textures affect you when cleaning?
Not at all. That doesn't, nothing would ever bother me. I feel like when I do get in the cleaning zone, there's not much that would stop me. Like if I'm doing the kitchen, pots and pans, washing up, dishwasher, it just doesn't bother me that much. Smells, quite like the smell of cleaning products. So that doesn't bother me. No, I feel like when I get going, I'm pretty good and I can tackle most things. In fact, I would say that out of me and you, I'm more of the like red alert cleaner. And I mean like if there's loads of hair caught in the shower.
Well, don't answer for me though.
I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
I'm okay to just jump in, take that all off. I can like unblock a sink. If there's like horrible old food in the sink, I'm in. If there's an issue with, I'll be careful how I say this, rockets, toileting in the garden, I'll jump in and sort that out. So I feel like my issue is getting started. When I'm in, I'm quite hardcore.
Yeah, I'm not. I've got the weakest stomach in the world. So few things, cleaning, it's never Rocket's toilet, by the way. It's if Fox's, if it's like an unidentified feces anywhere that I'll actually be sick. I was sick the other day in the garden. Same if like a cup has been sitting there for a long time and there's mold in it, I am so gone. Oh man. And yeah, hair plugs and stuff. It makes me physically sick. Yeah.
Sick. And it's quite cool for me because that moment when I realized I could help you, because you do so much help everywhere in life and I can sometimes be a little bit of a floundering fish. When I realized I had that power, you'll be like, Bubby, I can't do that. Can you do it? And I was like, yes. I felt so good. I felt like a superhero going in to clean the disgusting things.
Yeah.
Because it's the little bit that I can do.
Yeah, I agree.
That is a rich win.
That's how I might challenge that.
I don't want to be rude. I really respect you.
He wasn't listening, was he?
I was listening. I'm more on... I'm not thinking objectively on this one. This is vibes based and from my experience.
What? So because I'd be more on that side relate of the with Rich, you're choosing Rich. So rules out the window. It's just what you think.
You had it last time.
You were the one that said vibes based though.
Yeah, but my vibe of being a superhero is better than throwing up. Anyway, what's the score?
It is 4-3 to Rich.
Round 9.
When do you decide the cleaning is done?
Oof. I mean, it's never done, is it?
Yeah.
That's why I don't like to start, because it's never done. It's never ending. It's relentless. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill.
Like syphilis?
Sisyphus. One must imagine Sisyphus happy. Have you heard that?
No.
Right. It's like that. Like you push it up the hill, you clean a room and then it's dirty again. And then you click. It's like this never ending thing. It never goes anywhere. It's a hamster wheel of pain. So kind of on a deeper level, on a philosophical level, the cleaning is never done. And that's why I struggle so much with it. On a practical day to day level, it's done when it's good enough. Like I'm not going for perfection. I'm going for surface is done. Does it look okay? Lit a candle, make it smell nice, move it, make it look neat. If that's fine, it's all good. It's like a clean enough 80%. Does it pass the vibe check? I don't need to like go and go for hours and spring clean. That's not my vibe. I'm looking for progress, not perfection.
Yeah. So a couple of bits I agree with. The one thing that I just want to pick up on, you say I sort of agree with it's never-ending cleaning, but when you clean a room, you said it just gets dirty again. That doesn't happen on its own. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, humans make the room dirty again. So that is avoidable to an extent. Do you know what I mean?
No, because even when you lived alone before me in your clinical bachelor pad, you kept it super clean.
Yeah.
But it would, like, there would be some mess, or the bath would need a clean, or you need to change toilet. Like, even if you live like super clean, like American Psycho, you still need to clean.
Yeah, but less frequently than maybe you.
Maybe.
And then, yeah, so the same sort of good enough. I'm not looking for spring clean. I'm not looking for it to be perfect. The only difference, I think, between me and you is you mentioned it in your monologue, that you can move things, and as long as it looks tidy, like, you create piles of random stuff that doesn't belong there if you like don't fully know in that moment. And I know the corner, it's the top left corner of the kitchen island,
which currently has your hairspray, mail that you're opening, some random bath tap thing. So I just want to call you out, because you often call me out. Yes, I do put piles there, but I also think so do you.
But they build up less. So if I was going to tidy the kitchen, we're talking about tidying, not everyday life. If I'm tidying the kitchen, that would be sorted out.
You would tidy it, whereas I'll still utilize piles in a quick clean, because I feel like it can sometimes be so overwhelming to be dealing with the doom piles.
Yeah.
I want it clean. I've got 10 minutes. Cool. Little pile. Bit of movement, like, yeah, I accept that.
I also do like how you slipped in mail that I'm opening rather than my mail, because it often is your mail, you just don't open it. So, like, you made it sound like it was a me thing, but it's me doing it for you.
I was trying to make a point. Max?
The problem here is, I think you're on the same team. You're talking about cleaning and tidying as two different things. Sorry, as the same thing rather than two different things. I think you're on the same team.
What are you saying, draw?
I think it's a draw again.
Where does that put us points-wise?
4-3, stays the same.
No, this is, guys, this can't be happening. So we're going into round 10 and Rich is 1 point ahead of me. So we're either drawing and going for the rock, paper, scissors, or it's a Rich win. This is...
No, you're winning.
I'm winning.
Oh, is that... Are you sure? I thought it went 4-3 to rocks on number 8. How does smells... Oh, no, you gave it to me. Okay. How long does your house stay clean after a big clean?
So, I'm going to go with honesty, relatability, vulnerability. Lots of people want to pretend, I've done a big clean, I keep it tidy, keeping up with the Joneses. That's not me. I've got ADHD. I find cleaning quite tough.
Oh, she's gone for the sympathy.
It can.
She's gone for the sympathy vote, guys.
It can often mean that it comes with a lot of shame and a lot of feeling like I'm not living up to societal expectations of what it means to be an adult, in particular an adult woman. But I struggle with knowing where things go, with executive function. So let's say the house is really clean. I've just cleaned the kitchen, but then I go to make dinner, I go to get a drink. The likelihood is I'm going to start to make mess. That's why it can be so frustrating to spend hours cleaning, because it's very, very difficult. What is that face? Can you let me... finish my point. It can be frustrating to clean because of how quickly you see it become messy again. That can sort of kick the motivation. I obviously try, I've tried systems, I use W Lives, I've tried podcasts, but I find it difficult. I'm 41. I've never been able to clean and maintain clean, but I've also learned acceptance and flexibility. You can live and have a happy, full life without living in a perfectly clean environment. You can achieve your dreams, do epic stuff, have great relationships, great friendships, and live in a sort of cleanish house. And that's okay by me.
That was a low blow. You went emotional off the bat with that answer. Rather than just giving an answer, going, it stays clean for 5 minutes, you've gone into shame, ADHD, being a woman. You don't want the L, do you? You do not want the L. Anyway.
Can I ask before you do, how you didn't answer the question. What? How long does it stay clean?
5 minutes.
There you go. That was a nice and easy
one. We're vibes-based.
Yeah, so you've gone hard on the vibes. It very much depends on whether you're on tour or not. That's the honest answer.
And Lily.
No, it depends on whether you're on tour or not. Sia normally tidies up after themselves. Their own space is not tidy. When you were on tour in November and I came and met you in Southampton, one of the band members was like, what's it like at home without rocks? And my immediate response was, it's tidy. Because that's the reality. So a while, I think if I am clean and tidy, I really don't like the first bit of mess. I think once that first bit of mess happens, I'm a little bit more relaxed until it then becomes slightly untidy. But if it's really, really tidy, I'm like, I can put this one plate in the dishwasher and this room will still be really, really tidy. So I choose those.
So you haven't answered the question. How long?
A week.
That can't be true. There's no way.
You want me out and lying?
A week?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're lying, which means I'm going to give it to Rox, and I think that means it's a tie.
You've fallen for it. You've been hoodwinked with emotion.
Well, you lied.
I didn't. Yeah,
you lied. Thank you, Max. So it's a draw. And the way that we historically, in the one other episode we've done, ADHD versus autism, settled this type of situation is with an age-old standoff known as rock, paper, scissors, stone. Oh, no. Known as rock, paper, scissors.
Why did you say stone?
I don't know.
Right.
I just thought, it just sounded right.
Right, okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, stone, no? So, would you like to step into the ring?
Yep. Ready? On three.
Nope, I'm not going to look at you because I don't want to give anything away via our subconscious. When you say on three, we're going, make a decision.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Ready?
Like, are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. I done you on purpose. I done you subconsciously then. So I've won for everybody that's just listening. Last time I lost this because you were like, I looked at your hand before we started and it was in a rock in your subconscious. So I'd done that on purpose, knowing you were going to do paper, and I got out the old scissors.
I love the thought process, but you're wrong. Do you know what I did?
What?
After I said rock, paper, scissors, stone, I was like, oh my God, I've accidentally said stone, but that's going to plant that like a Derren Brown and you're going to go rock. So I went paper.
Mm.
Was that intentional, the stone?
No, that just slipped out. But then I thought I'd work with it in a kind of mind-bending way.
So that's one all overall, right? You won the last one.
Yeah, controversially.
Guys, this has been another ADHD versus autism. We hope that within the chaos, there has been some kind of education, if not education, relatability for what it is like to live with ADHD and autism. As ever, shout out to our ADHD listeners who have both of these things going on inside one brain. I don't know how you do it.
Sounds hectic. Stay clean and tidy, everyone. And if you've enjoyed today, give us a like, follow, subscribe. Everything that helps, we really appreciate it. See you next week.
See you next week.